Mauritius. Yesterday we celebrated Gaur Purnima festival. You all know Gaur Purnima festival? Purnima means full moon day. Purnima, full moon day. Our Gaur uske saath kyun jud gaya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He decided to appear on that particular day. Usi din Bhagwan Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ne prakat hone ka sankalp kar liya. Kyun? Why? Isse pehle is din ko kya bolte hain? Holi. It's called Holy Day. It's a holy ka din hai aur holy day isliye hai ki Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, therefore it is Holy Day also. Holy Day is now become Holy Day. English Holy Day. What is the significance of holy? Prahlad Maharaj was protected by Supreme Lord Narasimhadev. So devotee is protected by Supreme Lord. That is the day. This is the significance of holy. That Prahlad Maharaj was protected by Supreme Lord Narasimhadev himself on that day. So now Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has to come in the form of a devotee. He has to come as a devotee. No? Bhakta Rupa, he came as a Bhakta Rupa. He came in five forms, but the first principal form is Bhakta Rupa, as a devotee. So there is a good day to select, which will give a sense of protection for the devotees, that here is a day when Prahlad Maharaj ki raksha ki thi. Aaj Bhakta ke roop mein Chaitanya Mahaprabhu aaye hain, and he is giving us Yuga Dharma. क्या दे रहे हैं? युग धर्म. और भगवत गीता में भगवान ने क्या बोला है? यदा यदा ही धर्मस्य ग्लानि भवति भारत. So I will come to establish धर्म. So कलयुग का धर्म क्या है? What is the धर्म in कलयुग? We don't know. So Krishna has to come and establish the कलयुग धर्म. So what is कलयुग धर्म? नाम संकीर्तन, chanting the holy name of Krishna. नाम संकीर्तन कलयुग का युग धर्म है. So this dharma, to establish this dharma, Supreme Lord Sri Krishna came again. Because he said, I will come to establish dharma. He said, I will come to establish dharma. So there must be some dharma for Kaliyuga. So whatever the dharma was for Satyuga is good. Whatever dharma for Trita Yuga is good. But it is not, now it is outdated. Is it right? You have a currency now, Mauritian currency. But you have also 50-year-old some Mauritian note in your house. Can you encash that? Can you buy taffy by that? Popcorn? No. It is Mauritian government currency, but you cannot buy anything. Why? It is? Outdated. Similarly, all the different worships are outdated after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. They are outdated. They are bona fide. They were bona fide. But now they are outdated. The time is over. Now only current currency you can exchange. It's a very simple philosophy. Very simple philosophy. So what did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say? Jare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Wherever you go, whoever you see, speak about Krishna. Pahle log bahut jyada elaborate pahle worship karte the devtaon ka. क्यों करते थे? इस दुनिया में सुखी रहने के लिए. फिर दुनिया को छोड़ते थे, देवताओं की पूजा को छोड़ते थे और भगवान का ध्यान करने के लिए हिमालय में चले जाते थे. दे वर डूइंग लाइक दिस. दे वर डूइंग डिफरेंट वर्शिप टू बी हैप्पी हियर एंड देन दे वर थिंकिंग आई वी आर नॉट गेटिंग हैप्पी इन एनी केस हियर सो दे यूज्ड टू गिव अप एवरीथिंग एंड देन दे गो टू वर्शिप गॉड. दिस इज अ नॉर्मल सिस्टम. दिस इज नॉर्मल सीक्वेंस. इट इज लाइक दिस. देयर एज वाज They have a much more time. Now, if somebody tells you, I'm just giving you an example. Teacher training. There was teacher training. And in which there was a special one thing. There's the anxiety when we appear in the exam in 3 hours. When we go to appear in the exam, it's a very anxiety. Time is factor, 3 hours. So, we start doing something, we don't really read what is there. So they gave us paper. And they gave us paper, there were some 50 questions. They said, who will go first will come first. So first question, 2 plus 2 into 3 divided by 1. I said something like that. So everybody, somebody said, let me read what is there. He just read everything, and last line it was written, please write your name only. And give the paper back. The last line here, he, don't do anything, write your name and give paper back. So only one person was so lucky that he read only that line and he was number one. Otherwise, didn't make them make it quickly. So same thing is there. You do this work, you do this work, but ultimately it says, Sarvadharman Paritajamame Kamsharahambha. The last line is, don't do all this. This is what Bhagavad Gita's teaching is. I say, Krishna says, you do karma yoga, you do jnana yoga, you do this, you do. It's okay. It's like this. If you have to cook, you need fire, you need water, you need everything. But when your meal is ready, then you have to give up fire, you have to turn off the fire, everything. Somebody said, why to ignite the fire if you don't need fire? Without fire you cannot cook. But after cooking you have to finish the fire. Is it right? So similarly, when you want to do PhD, you want to do BE, you want to do MBBS, you have to go primary school. You have to go then secondary, then college, then graduation, then postgraduation. But when you pass, then you only write PhD. You will not write primary school in this. Is it right? Huh? Very same. You do karma yoga as a primary education. You do jnana yoga as a secondary education. You do dhyana yoga. It is college. But when you do bhakti yoga, then it is, you have a degree as devotee. This is Bhagavad Gita is like this. Third chapter is karma yoga. Fourth is jnana yoga. Sixth is dhyana yoga. 12th is bhakti yoga. That is final degree. What Krishna wants actually in Bhagavad Gita? Bhavamad bhakta, become my devotee. Bhavamad bhakta, become my devotee. This is what is. His demand is, become my devotee. He is not saying, become jnani, become yogi. He is not saying that. He said, you do this to reach to this. If you get this, there is no need of anything else. So what Krishna wants actually is, become my devotee. Now Krishna said, I told that become my devotee. Nobody is becoming devotee. Everybody is becoming devotee of Kali Maharaj. Kali Maharaj has so many followers. Kali chela kon hai? Sharaab peene wala Kali ka pahla number ka chela. Drinking wala. McDonald khane wala Kali ka dusra chela. Ye Kali ka mandir ban raha hai saamne. Kali has his own temples all over the world. Because he wants also to have his followers. That is there. The Kali. Pashuhatya Kali. Vibchar Kali. All corruptions Kali Chela. So Krishna thought, how can people become my devotee? If I have to make them devotee, then I have to go in the form of devotee. जब मैं भक्त बनूंगा तो किसी को भक्त बनाऊंगा ना. If you change, then you can ask somebody to change. आप अगर जप नहीं करोगे, तुम जप करो, कोई नहीं करेगा. Nobody will do it. So you practice and then preach. So Supreme Lord Krishna decided, I shall go as a devotee because I have to make devotee, because I told them to become devotee. So they can only become devotee if I go, I practice, I teach, then they can become devotee. Then say, I go, I will become devotee, but what yoga dharma I will give? Oh, that also I told them in Bhagavad Gita, that you do yajna and yajna will fulfill all your desires. Third chapter. Sah yajna sishta pravaha. Pravacha Prajapati, along with Yajna, host of demigods and human beings are created, and Yajna is created. And I told them, do Yajna and get all your desire fulfilled. Ishta Kama Dukha So which Yajna Kaljug people will do? They have small flat, one room, tight. If they do Yajna Swaha, it will be all black, their face is black, heart is already black. So what is the use of this Yajna? And if you go and call some Brahman to you do Yajna, he will try to pull a matches stick and cigarette packet also get down. So what type of Yajna you will get? What results you will get? Nothing. So Krishna thought, which Yajna I should give? Oh, good Yajna is there. There's no need of fire, no need of ghee, no need of any expenses, no need of calling Brahman. Only use your tongue. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. This is Yajna. This is double Yajna. When we chant together, it's called Sankirtan Yajna. Sab saath gayenge to iska naam hai Sankirtan Yajna. Aur akela baithke aur mala japega to iska naam hai Jap Yajna. Yajna naam Jap Yajna asmi, Bhagavad Gita. Of all the Yajna, I am Jap. So Jap Yajna akele ke liye, alone, do Jap Yajna. Together, you do Harinam Yajna. And this is the Yuga Dharma. This is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave. Why so simple and quick? Because time is less. Kali Yuga people, they don't have time. Their lifespan is less. They are misfortunate. They don't have a good fortune because they are born in Kali Yuga. How can there be good fortune? Manda Mati. Manda means slow. Mati means intelligence. Their intelligence too slow. They have to depend upon computer. They have to depend upon machines. They cannot use their brain. Huh? 13 + 7, kitna hai bolo? 13 + 7? Computer, calculator. Are pahle mind hai, we used to say in a minute. 17, 91, first space, quick. The time is gone. Kali Yuga people, they only depend upon machine for everything and anything. And how much we are befooled by machines? Your money deposited in the bank, you go to the bank, if they give one answer, server is down. Server is down. Server is down, you will not get your money. So, when your server will be alive again, we don't know. So, we are dependent on so many things. This is our problem of cultured people. This is Manda Matya. They don't have intelligence. 50 years or 2 months, 30 years back, we used to remember at least 100 telephone numbers by heart. No? But our own number now, we look. Where is my number? Let me look. Grandfather's name, many people don't know still. Father's name is the final. For grandfather, we don't remember. When we don't remember three generations, how can we remember Krishna, which is 100 generation after? So we have become completely Manda Matya. That's what Bhagavatam says. Therefore, very easiest method, very simple, anybody, everybody, any place, every place, somebody can do. Because ultimately, Krishna loves us. He don't want to put us in much anxiety. So he made it very simple. He came and gave us a very simple yajna, Sankirtan yajna. He gave us a very simple process of dharma, when chanting of the holy name, and feasting on the prasad, bas. Two things. Chant holy name. He said, bas, you can reach me by using only your tongue. Chant Hare Krishna and eat Krishna prasad and you will reach me. Is it difficult? Everybody can do it? So it's so simple method. Bahut saral hai. It's very simple. Child can do it. But even intelligent people here like you cannot practice it. That is a problem. Child can do it, but intelligent people will not practice it. This is a big problem. We know. जानते हैं लेकिन करने में परेशानी है. You are not serious about practicing this dharma. We need something complicated because we are too much twisted and complicated. This is very simple and straightforward. So last night Gaur Purnima, you have a big pandal, huh? Yes. How many visitors?
13,000.
Very good. Last time we had something like 2,000 there. And then in the class last night I told this, whatever number is this, next year we have to do double. By the day, Gaur Purnima will be at par with Janmashtami. That is the glory of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. There is glory of Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON. Because Navadvip and Vrindavan are non-different. Krishna and Gauranga are non-different. But Gauranga is special. Is more merciful. He has no condition. Namo Mahavadannaya. Is most magnanimous. In Hare Krishna mantra, we pray to Hare, Radha, to request Krishna to engage in service. So it is two-stage program. Request to Radha, get service of Krishna. Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Radha and Krishna together. But if you have to request Radha, you can realize, really you cannot catch hold her feet. Are out of friendship, you cannot shake hands, but Gauranga Mahaprabhu, you can do that. That is Gauranga's speciality. It's very easily you can catch all the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, because he is merciful. He came for this purpose only. When we are firmly convinced that Krishna and Gauranga are non-different, but Gauranga is more merciful. And this is the song we sing always. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karo More. That is good. Hey Sri Krishna, please be merciful. He says, yes, I am merciful. That's good. But then you have to say next line. मोसाम पतित न पाइबे आर. पतित पावन हेतु तव अवतार. यू अपियर्ड सिंपली टू डिलीवर द फॉलन सोल्स, बट आई एम द मोस्ट फॉलन. माय क्लेम इज फर्स्ट. आर वी रेडी टू से आई एम फॉलन? नो, आई एम नॉट फॉलन, आई एम ग्रेट. दैट इज अवर डिजीज. There is our disease, we are not thinking we are fallen. हम बहुत पतित हैं ये बात मानने को तैयार नहीं है. We are not ready to accept this, that we are fallen. This is our disease. We try to adjust to be happy on this planet where nobody ever become happy. We are trying to adjust by this method, little this alteration, I will be happy. Is it right or wrong? Whole our efforts in this life is, how can we adjust things to become happy, when Krishna is saying clearly, Dukkhalyam, it is the place of misery. But still we want to adjust things to be happy. There is no happiness here. Yes, there is happiness. But we don't know how to be happy. Raja Vidya Raja Goyam Pavitram Idam Uttamam Pratiksha Avagamam Dharmam Susukham. Susukham means joyfully. You can really be happy. There is only one way to be happy. There is only one way to be happy. Just be near to the one who is always happy. There's only one way to be happy. Be near to the one who is always happy. जो सुखी है उसके पास जाके बैठो तो सुखी हो गए. The one who is, कौन है सुखी इस दुनिया में? नानक दुखिया सब संसार. One saintly person said, whole world is miserable. सब लोग दुखी है. Is right? सुखी कौन है? There was one tourist sometime from foreign country. He visited India. He went to all the holy places. When he was returning, some newspaper reporter asked him, "So, why you came to India?" He said, "To see the holy places." "So you are looking for God. So did you find God?" He thought for a while. He said, "Yes. There's one could be God only all the places I visited." "Say who?" "See, there's one person, he's just standing and having a flute and just doing fun. There's no business. He's the happiest person. Everybody has something in the end, it means he has to do something." And this was the person from foreign land, not knowing anything, but he said, "This is only the person because he is happy. Since he's only playing the flute, it means the person is completely satisfied and happy and always smiling." He said, "Others have some weapon to carry, something to take care of, he has nothing to take, he's just happy. And surrounded by so many damsels of Brijadham." See, whole world is looking for that and he is already. So he is the only happiest person. So only to be happy in this world is one process. Go near to the one who is happy. जो खुश है उसके पास जाओगे तो खुश होंगे ना. यू गो टू दैट पर्सन देन यू कैन बी हैप्पी. वी आर ट्राइंग टू गो टू द पर्सन हु आर ऑलरेडी मिजरेबल एंड वी गो नियर टू देम वी विल गेट मिजरी. सो हु इज हैप्पी इन दिस वर्ल्ड? वन हु इज सेटिस्फाइड. आत्माराम. आत्माराम मीन्स वन हु इज सेटिस्फाइड इन हिमसेल्फ. वन हु डोंट नीड एनीथिंग. When such a person, he speaks about Krishna. Such person means one who has no desire of material enjoyment. Nivarta trishai upagiya manaya. This is Bhagavatam. One who has no desire. When Prabhupada went to the America, people said, "Swamiji, why you are wearing dhoti kurta? You are in America, wear pant coat, 3-piece. He said, "Why?" He said, "In America, everybody Indian is doing like that." He said, "They are doing it because they came here to earn money or get some education. Because they want to get something from you, therefore they want to be like you. I am here to give you something. I am here to give you something. So if you want, you have to take something from me, then you have to be like me." So one who can give somebody, so Krishna is giving. Mahaprabhu is giving something. What is giving? Krishna prem. Namo Mahavadanna. Krishna prem pradayate. Pradayate means one who is giving Krishna prem. One who is giving the happiness, ultimate happiness of life, Krishna prem. He's giving. He's not asking for anything. Is dunya mein, jo deta hai usko data hai. Lene wala bikhari. ये देने आया. प्रभुपति आई केम हियर टू गिव यू. इन इंग्लैंड दे आस्क्ड प्रभुपति, "सो व्हाट यू हैव टू गिव स्वामी जी?" ही से, "यू ब्रिटिश पीपल हैज कंप्लीटली प्लंडर्ड इंडिया. यू हैव टेकन एवरीथिंग फ्रॉम देयर, बट यू फॉरगॉट वन थिंग, सो आई हैव केम टू गिव यू दैट." इवन यू हैव टेकन द कोहनूर हीरो. You are taking the biggest hero, Kohenur. But you forgot one thing. "I have just brought that one to give you." He kept the 12 to the press reporter like this. "That you somehow could not get it, so I came to give you." And then the press reporter was completely, "Hare Krishna." There's no question. So he said, "I am here to give you." So if we have to preach, then we have to give. We have to give. When we Hare Krishna. I was reading old days devotees, how they were chanting 16 rounds. 16 gulab jamuns, full juice, container, Hare Krishna, one round is over, one gulab jamun. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj asked Sohatras at that time, so how many rounds you counted? He said, count gulab jamun. He said, it means you will eat to 8 more. He said, not only I eat more, I will drink the whole juice. That is the person is called happy in Krishna consciousness. Ek mala ke upar ek gulab jamun. What is the problem? Is it true story? And then Tamal Krishna Maharaj wanted to tease him. He said, now you give class, morning Bhagavatam. He said, 16 gulab jamun, full bowl of sugar juice, he will be dosed, how can he give class? He sat down on Vyasasana, fiery class, he quoted so many verses. Maharaj said, this is incredible. This man is something. Really happy man. So this is happy. Krishna consciousness is very, very happy. It brings happiness in everybody's life. Anandamaya. Krishna Anandakand hai. He is Anandakand. Reservoir of pleasure. Anybody who goes near to him, he will get Anand. But how can we find Krishna in this world? We are in material world. He is in a spiritual world. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Sachi Mata, when Mahaprabhu was taking sannyas, Mata was crying, mother was crying, don't go Gauranga. See, Mata, I will appear again twice. I will appear twice and you will also appear, my mother. I will appear as a holy name and you will appear as a tongue to vibrate. So Krishna has appeared in the form of holy name. Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. So Krishna, you want to be near to Krishna, he is in his name. And tongue is mother, Sachi, one who is chanting. And he said, second, I will appear in the form of a deity. And the material of which the deity is made, Mother Sachi, you will be that material. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu has appeared in the form of Archa Vigra and in the form of holy name. So sincerely call upon holy name of Krishna, and your life is perfect. Don't get messed up in so many complicated rituals which are not spiritual. They are ritual. They are not spiritual. Whatever the different pujas going on in different places, these are all rituals. They are all rituals. But there is no spirituality in that. Therefore, they will take a long time to purify our consciousness. Therefore, Cheto Darapana Maharajanam. This is the Mahaprabhu's teaching. Please cleanse the mirror of your heart by chanting holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Any question or comment? Yes, Kashyap Prabhu.
Is it true that in the lower planet we have people who are more happier than...
Yes, very good. They are called Bilva Sarga.
Sorry, they are called?
Bilva. Bilva actually, Bil means hole.
Okay.
Like the snake has a hole, it's called Bil.
Okay.
Bilva. Bilva means under the earth anything is called hole. Whatever goes, rat goes under earth, we call Bil. snake goes in the earth, it's called bill. So they are called Bilvasarga. Bilvasarga. It's called Bilvasarga. This is 5th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Where, like Sutal Lok, where Bali Maharaj lives, there is so much opulence, more than Indra. And Prabhupada wrote one nice line in purport. Higher the standard of life, more demonic is a person. Because their standard of life is very high. They are not afraid of death. They are not becoming old. They are enjoying whatever they want. They are only afraid of Sudarshan Chakra sometime comes. So those planet, they are not hellish planet. They are called Bilvasarga. They are the planet where Bali Maharaj lives, where the great Danav, Maya Danav lives. Maya Danav has his planet. Then Nag lives. Nagas and all these Sutal, Talatal, these seven planetary system down, they have more opulences.
More opulences than
here. Huh?
They have more opulences than here.
Not, earth is nothing, more than Indra, more than the heavenly planet. And therefore, Prabhupada writes, one who is aspiring for higher standard of living, because they have higher standard of living, and all they are demonic. See, more the person is aspiring for higher standard of life, more demonic he will become in nature. Therefore, all those people who are having a higher standard of life, they are more or less demonic and creating a trouble for the whole world. They cannot be devotee. They can be made only devotee by Sudarshan Chakra, means they can only know one language of whip, not love. So these are demons, have more opulence there. I wanted to call you, but I could not call you. Bali Maharaj, when Ravan was harassed by Ramchandra, then he went to Bali Maharaj to ask help. So you are our Daitya Raj, you are the king of our Daityas. Ravan told Bali Maharaj, can you help me? I have to give combat to Ram. Bali Maharaj took him, said, come to my courtyard, I will show you something. And he showed a solid gold triangular thing. Said, can you see this? Oh, this is solid gold mountain. Said, please take this. Take to Lanka. So he was lifting, he could not lift. Bali Maharaj said, so you are not able to lift? Said, no. See, this is the one ear ring of my grandfather Hiranyakashipu. It is only one ear ring which fell here. I am kept as a museum. This was one ear ring you are not able to move. And he was torn by Hiranyakashipu like a snake in the hands of Garuda. Or a sugar cane and a baby elephant, say. So do you think I will help you to fight with Ram? That's very interesting. They have more opulences, but they are completely envious of Supreme Lord. They are friends with demigods. They worship Brahma. They worship Shankar. They worship Durga, but they are demons. But they are enemies of Vishnu. They worship all the demigods, but they are demons. Is it right or wrong? Ravan was worshipping Shankar. He worshipped Brahma. God born from Brahma, Hiranyakashipu. They are demons. So demigod worshippers usually aspire something to enjoy. It means to compete with Supreme Lord. Because he is the enjoyer, therefore they are demons. Therefore, their tendency is more demonic than devotee. This is the problem. This is the secret. Because they want to enjoy. They want to enjoy means they want to be the competitor of God. Bhoktaram yagatapasam sarvaloka maheshwar. Krishna is only enjoyer. Narayan is enjoyer. If you want to enjoy, it means you want to be competitor with God, you are envious with God, it means you are a demon. That is the problem. If you go to the demigod and say, my dear demigod, my Durga, Ma, you are in charge of this material world. Somehow I have fallen into this. Please, can you help me to reach to Krishna and release me from here? There's no problem. Go and say like this. Don't ask anything of this material world. Once I was called here in Mauritius in Pichitrivia by our Natwar Gopal to Natwar to give class. It was Devi 7 days of Durga Puja. So I spoke from Bhagavatam. Then I said, so if you are somehow in a prison house and you go to the prison superintendent of the prison and say, please fix the AC in my room. I need some newspaper. Is it a good request or you beg him to get you out of the jail? Which is better? Huh? Jail superintendent ko bolo ki jail se nikalo, ye acha hai ki jail ke andar mere ko pizza khilao, mere ko AC laga ke, to which is better? Huh? So therefore what you are doing here as a puja, you are requesting the superintendent of this material world's prison to give us more facility in this prison. You don't want to get out of that. That is only the problem in your worship. This is only the problem in the worship. You want to get out of the jail or you want to get facility in the jail? What do you want? Out. If you go for that purpose, then there is no problem. But you want to get enjoyment, more there, more facility, there is a problem. So Prabhupada said two lines. We don't need to worship demigod, comma, but we should not disrespect them, full stop. So we don't, if we don't read the second line, then we will commit offense. They are also devotees of the Lord. They are appointed head of departments of this material world. We don't need to worship, but we should not disregard or disrespect. There is also a second line. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Kashyap ji?
Last question.
Mat rakho, baar rakho, bheegna to bichare ko. Thanda hoga. Gari kahan gayi?
I've got some confusion.
Bol, jaldi karo.
Arjuna was the best friend and the best devotee of Krishna, am I right? Therefore, why Krishna asks Arjuna, when asks the Shakti with Durgama?
Jail mein dal ke le jao. Are baji chupa ke le jao Bhagwan ke samane se. Offense. Kashyap ji's question is that when Krishna was with Arjuna, then why he asked Arjuna in Mahabharata to go and get blessing of Durga Devi to conquer this battle? This is a question. Hare Krishna. It's very same question is there. Very same question. When the milk ocean was churned, when poison came out, then again the same Supreme Lord told all the demigods, go and call Shankar to drink the poison. Why he did not do himself? This is called code of conduct. If you are in this material world and want to get victory in this material world in something, then code of conduct is that you are my friend is good, but here is the in charge of this material world, go and get blessing from that too. It's a code of conduct. Simply code of conduct. To give respect to the appointed person. If GBC is here, I am friend of GBC and I have asked something, he said, you will ask, go to the temple president. So it doesn't mean the temple president is higher than GBC, but it is a code of conduct that you have to go through the temple president and get this thing sanctioned. So this is a simply code of conduct. That when you do something in material, say if you have to do something in this government, Mauritius, then you have to go to the government and get permission. I am directly very much in service of Radha Golokanand. Why should I go to the government officer and beg from him? No, you have to go to the government officer because this is the prescribed rule of code of conduct here. So Krishna don't want to transgress the code of conduct at certain... he can do it, but at this time he wanted Arjuna not to be, you know, doing something in this material world, neglecting somebody. So this appears to be, this philosophically is like that. There's no harm in this. Like Prabhupada said something like that. You are massaging me, he told to the person. If you are not able to massage properly, if I massage your feet, I said, do like this, it doesn't mean that I am your servant. I am teaching you how to massage me. So similarly, if Krishna is telling you go, it doesn't mean that Krishna is smaller than. But he is saying this is the way things have to be done here. Like the father is the owner of the house. But when son gets married, son has to ride on the horse and father has to walk. Does it mean that father son is higher than father? No. But it is son's day, let him be on the horse. And father is happy in that. So sometime Krishna, out of his love for his own devotees, he wants to glorify them. So this is what he told in Bhagavatam to Devi, that you will be worshipped in all these places by these names. He gave this blessing also. Then Prabhupada writes there are two worshippers in this world, Shakta of the Durga and Vaishnavas. And that purpose Prabhupada writes like that. So we have to understand why Devi is not God. That if we understand, then there is no problem.
Last question.
Yes.
Is in the upper planet or the lower planet?
What? Sure. The Sadashiv planet is Devi. Mahesh Lok is beyond this material world. Beyond Virja River, in the spiritual realm, first planet is Shiva, Lord Shiva.
Sutal Lok.
Sutal Lok, maybe the follower of Lord Shiva who are the Bhut and Prait, they have some place there. But there's no problem, but Lord Shiva is in a spiritual world. Shiva Lok is there, yeah. They Mahesh, Devi, Mahesh. That's according to Brahma Santa. Well, that is for his followers. These Bhut Prait, they have to be kept in some other place.
Oh,
well, it is a good garage for them. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Sri Radha Golokananda ki, Sri Prabhupada ki, Jai Gaur Premanande. Hare Hare Hare.